Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions we express do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. If you would like to support the show, go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar and check out our Patreon campaign.
Although she'd probably just like to go to the candy store.
Candy store.
Yep, the place we went drunk that one time.
Oh, yeah. I still haven't been back there.
Yeah, probably looks different.
As in, I can remember what it looks like?
Yep, that's the one.
Okay.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
It's a neat place. Like, I walk by it when I go to, like, CVS.
Why are you walking to CVS?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a way to get a walk-in, and oftentimes there's a small little thing I need to get. So,
like what?
Just like I need some more ibuprofen, or I need to pick up this, you know, small thing for the house.
Squirt gun and some Mad Dog.
I don't know. Sometimes you just need to go to a store for, like, an odd and end.
Yeah, but that's a long walk for an odd and end.
Well, yeah. Well, the walk is the point.
You got me.
Okay, cool. As long as we understand that.
Correct me again.
You mean correct you once more?
Come correct.
Yes. You best come correct, fool, else you get dropped.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you think you could do that with a gun pointed to your head?
Come correct?
No, I mean, like, pleasure yourself to completion. Like, for your life.
No, it sounds awful.
I don't know.
I'm not broken in the particular way that would make that work, I guess.
Sometimes I think about it.
Okay, can you go on?
Yeah, like when I'm pooping.
just trying to inhabit different mind spaces so you don't have to be in a body that is performing a base activity.
It's really weird.
Pooping?
Yeah, that entire thing, yeah.
that entire thing, meaning thinking about somebody forcing you to jack off at gunpoint. Not while you're pooping, but thinking about it while you're pooping.
Exactly.
It's a very important distinction. You're not self-administering a Blumpkin.
It's divisive.
Yeah. No.
Self-administering a Blumpkin?
Self-administering a Blumpkin at gunpoint. It's a shot Blumpkin.
It's like doing a Pearl Diver.
It's a shot Blumpkin. There we go.
Shot Blumpkin.
Yeah, there we go.
Who are you? Fucking trying to make an intro. It's my corner.
It's yours, damn it. Oh, man, you know, I can get them a couple times. I've even gotten a couple of outros recently.
Well, it's kind of like the league, you know, the fear boner. I just wondered, like, that's where that's the idea came from.
I mean, it's some stress hormones do weird things, right?
I just wondered if you could, you know, finish with a gun to your head.
No, I mean, it's not a situation I've ever been in, and Chris, you know, you should never say never. So I guess what I'm saying is, I'm going to say I don't think that I would be able to, but it's kind of hard to put yourself in that situation, right? I mean, it's easy to put somebody else in that situation, but yourself, you know, there's a lot of deft Craigslisting that has to happen before you get in that particular situation.
What's a group of nuns called?
A convent?
Choir?
I think maybe a choir, a masonry of nuns.
Maybe. could you get off? Could you self-pleasure to completion with a gun to your head and in the background, like an end of days, like flame cast backlit group of a choir of nuns chants his name is Robert Paulson.
Wait a minute. Can we change this to a flame cast? Hey, this is Those Damn Ross Kids, your flame cast for the week. And also the collective noun for nuns is a superfluity.
Really?
It's a superfluity. Superfluity, as in superfluous.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I can guarantee if I finish, it'd be superfluity. And that's an intro.
Look at you trying to make it. You know, the intro happened a long time ago, my friend.
Oh, God.
Happened a good long time ago.
You should probably do the normal thing.
Yeah, you probably should. Chris, what episode is this?
Episode number 142 of the comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
Your name is?
Chris.
My name is Cole. and we're here to entertain your asses. Yeah, collective nouns are they're one of my nerd fascinations. I feel like we've talked about this before, but name a thing, and I will tell you it's collective noun.
Name a thing, a collective noun.
Yeah, this is most successful for animals.
A flock.
No, that is a collective noun for birds. Generic.
Huh.
Yeah.
What about a group of fires? A flock of flame.
No. Well, yeah, okay. So if it is anywhere from 2 to 8, that is a flock of flame. And if it is anywhere from 9 to 98, then that is a waka flock of flame.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Thought that was a forest fire on the Muppets.
God, Fozzie. I don't know. Fozzie was never my favorite.
I liked him.
Yeah? Why?
Yeah.
Justify it.
Because he didn't care.
Yeah.
He was like, so I'm a slob, so what?
No, I felt
so
like
you don't think I'm funny? Fuck you.
I feel like he was deeply insecure.
I feel like he was a degenerate gambler.
You know, it was subtext. It was hidden there. But he was always really worried about his legs a lot of the time.
Yeah.
It was kind of a non sequitur. They tried to get it out of most of the scripts, but him saying, oh, God, Vinny's going to get me.
Yeah.
And, like, they never really elaborated on who Vinny was.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Oh, Ethel will stay with me if I lose the money. But she won't. But she won't stay with me if I'm a cripple.
Yeah. Ethel's just not that patient.
Yeah, Fozzie's wife Ethel.
Yeah. Wait a minute. So in this scenario, is Fozzie Fred Mertz?
No, Fozzie was the one watching the kids.
No, that was the nanny.
He was banging the legs.
No, that was the nanny. Fozzie wasn't in any position of authority.
Yeah, he was.
No,
he was the man of the house.
No, that was Kermit.
No. Fozzie was an adult.
No.
I'm telling you, he was banging the giant broad.
Oh, there's a wonderful piece of fan art that I've seen that is it is the nanny's legs kind of splayed out, and next to her is a jar of peanut butter, and Rolf is diving towards her crotch, with reckless abandon. Not to be crass, however, sometimes you're doing your Pete Townsend research on fan art and you pull up something that is just kind of past shattering like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really my problem, I guess. My favorite Muppet is Beaker. Not Beaker. Yeah, Beaker. There we go. Bunsen is why I don't like Beaker.
You don't like... You like Beaker or Bunsen?
I like Beaker.
Oh, yeah, well, I thought you would.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy is hilarious. Bad stuff happened to him. This happens to him. It's great.
That's what I hear when you talk.
Yeah, as is evident by the fact that you never respond to anything I say.
Well, you just don't talk about interesting stuff.
Okay, cool. I got you.
Right. You do sometimes, though.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I listen
when
to
you talk about stuff I like.
Yeah. Oh, that happens. Yeah, no,
occasionally.
I refuse to believe that Fozzie, I mean, we can settle this very easily. I refuse to believe that Fozzie was in any position of authority, though. You can't, I mean, unless he was just a puppet figurehead that was meant to be easily manipulated.
God,
yeah,
there was
one episode of Muppet Babies that I saw a couple times when I was like really young, where they got... As opposed to this past week.
Well, you just said it like when I saw Mom in the bathtub. So I don't know where you're going.
All right. I'm zigging and zagging.
You're juking and jiving.
Yeah. Okay, so I will attempt to straighten this ship out and say, when I was little, there was an episode of The Muppet Babies that had to do with them getting a Pretendo. All right? Such that it was a bunch of like Nintendo kind of things, and they were fighting over it, and there were, you know, parodies of like Mario and Zelda and such, and I was just held rapt because this is two of my favorite things. It's the Muppets and it's Nintendo, it's video games. And I would come home from school every day, you know, and I would put on Nick Jr. or whatever, like wherever it aired, I forget, you know, specifically which network affiliation they had. hoping that they would, you know, play that episode because I knew that, you know, there's just like a certain probability that an episode would be played. It's like, oh man, I really hope that that's today. And after like the first couple times, it stopped showing, which led me to believe that they pulled that out of syndication.
The Christians.
Yeah, the Christians protested it. The Shoah Foundation protested it. And so like that led me to believe that it just didn't exist, that it was a hysteria that I dreamed up, you know, kind of saying, hey, wouldn't that be cool? And then convincing myself that that does indeed exist. But turns out it does, and it's available on YouTube.
Gonna have to look that up.
Yeah, it's called It's Only Pretendo. It is a season 7 episode.
Seven seasons.
They had 9 seasons in total.
Really?
Oh, no, sorry, 8. I was incorrect in that assumption.
How many episodes are in a season? Like Get Smart, like 42 episodes a season?
Yeah. It was like Guiding Light. They had they had just production runs. They got it to about 13,000 before they had to cut it off. No, it was anywhere between 8 and 16 episodes per season.
How many?
8 and 16, based on this Wikipedia article that I'm looking at.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
You type silently.
Yeah. Well, that's because I have equipment that allows me to, you know, gate that noise out. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Like what?
Oh, background noise and stuff. Like, that's the reason I can...
Oh, Cole, my head's in my hands. Tell me about your tech.
My tech? Jeez. Well, it is a DB286S preamp and compressor. Sorry, DBX286S that I'm running a Heil PR40 through into it, and that goes into a fast track, but I'm trying to get rid of that and replace it with an Apogee Quartet because the preamps on that are just a little bit too noisy for me. As you can probably hear, sometimes it's hard to get the hiss out of the Skype line, and it would be awesome if I could, you know, just not have to deal with that in post, so...
I'm on a 3-year-old, Samson Meteor?
Yeah.
On a rig that I, well, if I lean one way, it falls over.
Yeah, you got the gooseneck, right?
Yeah, and I have to lean it like it's, well, it's a lot of work trying to make this right.
Yeah. I don't know. Is there a reason why you went with the gooseneck on that?
It's what they had at Radio Shack.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's a 18-inch long neck.
I don't know why that's funny, but I just laughed. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, here we are.
Sad.
Here we are. This is this is what it's come to, I guess.
Let's do alternate endings.
What do you mean alternate endings?
Tracy Morgan has either died or is alive.
So this is about a week old by the time we this comes out.
No, oh, yeah. one week.
Yeah, about one week. Yeah, roughly. But you know, we record these in batches.
I just saw that. What happened?
Yeah, no. This was this morning. It was big enough that my phone woke me up this morning. Apparently some like big fuck all truck, the guy driving it, fell asleep behind the wheel and just plowed into Tracy Morgan's
Walmart
car.
Truck.
Yeah, plowed into his car.
Oh my God!
Killing the guy that was in the car with him, and I guess Tracy Morgan's in critical condition. He's not really a healthy guy.
Well, you know,
I mean,
diabetes.
Yeah, well, you know, so it's probably going to be really difficult for him to recover. Putting some of his outspoken opinions about homosexuality aside, that really sucks because he's
a
talented
man. That was a
rant.
He.
Oh yeah, and Jonah Hill doesn't really call people the F word all the time. You know, people can be shitty and have yeah.
That's just, you know, Louis C.K.'s thing about faggot. It's what you call people.
Well, no, I mean,
it's not gay.
I think that is a certain schoolyard assumption to it. However, you know, Chris Rock himself has come out saying, I really regret doing the whole there's a difference between a black person and a nigger.
Uncle
routine.
Tom.
What?
I said Uncle Tom.
You're calling Chris Rock an Uncle Tom?
Yeah.
No, but yeah, he's come out saying that because that is that particular bit is often cited by people who don't understand the full context of the N-word, you know, using it like, oh, like that gives us license to say it.
Well, no, I think he should. I don't think there's anything the matter with that word. I really don't. Just because your dad said that to you and it hurt your feelings doesn't mean that that's a bad word.
Just because my dad called me a nigger?
No, faggot.
No.
You said nigger, though, which is nice.
Yeah. Well, it's pertinent to the conversation.
Well, you never say that word, and neither do I.
I know.
Ever.
I know, right? So it kind of came up. It's.
Yeah, no, I think that word's okay. Yeah. I do. I mean, I think that there's a difference between calling someone retarded and calling someone who's mentally handicapped retarded.
Yeah. I feel like you have to be cognizant of who you say it to, and there's kind of just be aware that you might be hurting somebody's feelings. Like in most things, and understanding the full historical context of those kind of things. It is a weaponized word, and as a straight heterosexual male.
Where did faggot come from?
What's that?
Where did faggot come from?
Well, over in Britain, it's cigarettes. It's a bundle of sticks. However, it is a word that has been used as an instrument of hate against a group of people who have been, you know, kind of suppressed over the course of the entire history. And so that particular word is, you know, almost intentionally thrown around in order to make people feel bad about the way that they are.
Hmm.
So... That's kind of where I fall down on it.
Paparazzi guy should feel bad.
What paparazzi guy? Don't,
the guy that Jonah Hill called a faggot.
Well, yeah. I mean, if he was being a dick, he would say a dick. You know, it's kind of it's not nice.
What? So that's the next thing they're going to take away. Cole is dick.
Oh, first they came for the faggots, and I said nothing. Then they came for the dicks, and I said nothing.
Exactly.
Oh man, so we've got hate speech and Holocaust.
That's what's gonna happen.
Wow. All in one. Wow, it's only been like 15 minutes. This is a record.
Can you imagine how mad the f would be if you broke their china?
Jesus.
Oh,
I might actually have to bleep that one out. we wandered out of using it for commentary and actually discussing the merits of
language.
Maybe
that word's not okay.
Yeah, it's kind of...
Sounds really terrible when I say it like that.
A little bit. I don't know. I just
don't think that you should eliminate words.
Definitely not, because eliminating words eliminates thought. However, you know, recognizing the odds, A, that somebody will hurt it, and B, that people who are ignorant tend to say it in a hateful way more often than we might say it in a ha-ha jokey way, like, means that saying it, you know, especially like on the show, like if we said it glibly and if we said it like that, it would make us look bad. And so even just looking at it selfishly, that, you know, that's one reason to be uncomfortable about it, because, you know, it's like the after school special said, ignorance ain't cool.
Okay, so what you're saying is we shouldn't take words away, right?
We shouldn't take words away, but we should be cognizant of the words that we say, because they may mean more things than we intend to other people.
So you would agree with me when I say words don't hurt people. Hateful people using words hurt people.
Yeah.
I won the gun debate.
I don't know. Well, what debate is it?
We should be cognizant of what we shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the reasons why we shoot.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I think everything is more complicated than we give it credit for.
I think it's way less complicated. Don't overthink stuff.
Chris, you know who you're talking to, right?
I do.
Yeah. We say it at the beginning of every episode.
32% say ridiculous.
What?
I had a poll going.
Okay. Huh. I don't know.
Should I say a story now?
I'm sad that Tracy Morgan is hurt.
Yeah.
He's brought me a lot of entertainment.
Yeah.
So there's that.
He's my favorite talk show troll.
Yeah, he is pretty good. Like, whenever he shows up, I feel like the Daily Show, even though I haven't watched the Daily Show in 2 years, like, for a while there, they just kind of had him on call for whenever a guest fell through. And he would just come on there and be entirely on his own frequency.
Like, totally diabetes drunk. You could never tell. Too low, too high, I don't know.
They just had it hooked up to a meter and all the screens around him.
Either way, they were like, you didn't drive here, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's trouble. That's driving is trouble. Fuck, yeah. That's terrifying. Hmm.
A new survey offers some alarming stats about what women endure on the streets of America. It finds that 65% of women have experienced harassment of some sort, leading me to feel sorry for 35% of ugly women.
Oh, come on.
Up!
These ladies, am I right? Boom!
I'm writing for Conan.
Boom! This should be complimented. Yeah. That I like 40, the cans.
41% of women were physically harassed, a category that includes being flashed, fondled, or followed. Can you take a compliment?
That fucking sucks. Like, I'm just ashamed for humanity when I hear those numbers. Yeah, I've got license to do this thing, to make you feel weird and, like, uncomfortable and not welcome anywhere. Mace me. Boosh.
But it doesn't have to do with men, necessarily. More than half of victims were harassed by the age of 17. But when you include lesbians, that figure increased 70%.
What do you mean?
Well, it raised from 50 to 70% during their teen years, if you include women who were lesbians being harassed, hit on, fondled, whatever, by other women.
Oh yeah, it opens up the pool. However, so they're wearing special shirts that say I'm a lesbian, therefore, you know, harass me. You've seen the lesbian shirts, right?
Yeah, it's a softball jersey.
They're the star-bellied sneeches.
Yeah. What does that mean?
I have no idea. I forget what that story was about.
Star-bellied sneeches?
Yeah, you know, Dr. Seuss. It was, second time in the episode. It was kind of a Holocaust story. It was about conformity and singling people out. The regular sneeches got short shrift, whereas the star-bellied sneeches, who just happened to be born with stars on their bellies, got treated a little bit better.
Really?
Yeah. So I was saying was, you know, what happens, like why does that open them up to a broader audience? However, well, you know, the ability to identify somebody as a lesbian at first glance seems a little goofy to me. It does. I don't see a basis for that.
When you're dealing with one enemy, you can put your back to the wall.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true. You get cornered. Yeah, humanity's gross. Like, we can all do better.
But only if you're a gay man.
that's the only solution?
No, that's the only way that you can...
Is that the gay agenda, Chris?
No. If you're a gay man, uh-huh, the only way you can deal with one enemy is by putting your back to the wall.
Okay.
Get it?
No. Like a glory hole kind of thing? Explain the mechanics of this joke to
Cole,
me, Chris.
You put your front to the wall.
Yeah?
If you were dealing with an enemy and your enemy is a gay man,
okay,
you would put your back to the wall.
Okay, cool.
Right?
I don't understand. Because the gay man would be going straight for your butt?
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like, isn't it equally likely that he would go for your dick?
Okay, with a gun to your head.
Again with the gun! Again with the gun!
Sorry, it's the only way to get shit done.
You gotta make it happen.
Yeah,
putting numbers on that is really depressing. I don't know. Like, it's not acceptable. Like, if I saw that happen, I don't know. I would like to think if I saw that happen, he'd be like, hey, cut it out. However, a person who has no compunction about doing that, you know, about harassing somebody as they're just trying to live their fucking life. If I was a braver man, I'd be like, hey, cut that out, dog. But
right,
yeah, but that person would have no compunctions about beating me to within an inch of my life. So
okay, well, what if I put it this way? A new study has led to the findings that 65% of women have been sexually harassed on the street verbally, including flashing, blah, 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 leading me to say that 35% of women are not holla back girls.
So, wait a minute. So are you saying that Gwen Stefani is the voice for an oppressed minority?
Yes. And she
even more so than women are. So girls, you know, they don't have it that great. However, holla back girls, you know, they have it a little bit better. So if they ain't no holla back girl, then there is they need a representative. They need a voice for the ages. And, you know, Gwen Stefani is the hero they deserve.
She's timeless. Look at her face.
She always looks like she's running a low-grade fever.
So does Lady Gaga.
Yeah, all of them do. They're all roughly shiny.
No, Lady Gaga just looks like a petri dish.
You know what? I don't think I've ever seen a picture of her. Let me look this up.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. The only picture I've actually seen of her is her spread eagle in a deli stand of meats.
Cool.
Yep.
Gross.
She was fighting for kale.
You ever had kale?
Stop killing kale. No, I don't think so. I did buy some seaweed treats the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Terrible. Like Listerine from the sea. Oh, they were like seaweed squares, rectangles.
Mm-hmm.
But they were like those Listerine strips.
Oh, so it's like little snacks. So it's just a sodium delivery.
Oh, it was awful.
Yeah. Measurement. Yeah. Have you hopped on that edamame train?
Is that a rice that I don't know about?
No. There are only two kinds of rice. No, it's no. It's.
I don't know if I'm going to be more disturbed by the news to come, or the fact that you know that there's only two kinds of rice, brown and white.
Yep. Sign me up.
Spoken like a racist.
you get both of them at the grocery store at the bottom shelf, you know? Yeah. Oh, man, that made like one person happy, the person who always gives me shit about that remark. No, edamame, they're like gigantic soybeans. You boil them, and then you put like a little bit of salt water, and then you refrigerate them.
In a brine.
Yeah. You boil them in brine. You refrigerate them and eat them cold. They're kind of like green beans or big soft peanuts. They're tasty. It's good with your little sushi fixation kind of thing. I would figure you would have gone in for that.
I call it a briny steep.
Is that your new edamame joint?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I don't know. I've also been eating a lot of quinoa recently.
Edamame and quinoa.
Huh.
Yeah. Shipsho Jessica Jo Parida.
You do watch Shipsho Jessica Jo Parida. You know what? I feel like that might be something horrible in Korean that our grandpa just says all the time.
Mwashi mwashi anone. That means hello, hello, are you there?
Hmm.
Or it might mean I'm going to kill your family.
Yeah. Get out of this hut. I'm going to burn it.
I'm going to cook steak on your house.
Mm. America number one. Horrible.
America number one. Superman.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Gonna cook steak on your house.
Yeah.
I feel like that should have got more play than it did.
Mao, Diddy Mao.
Ugh.
Deer Hunter. I'm looking at pictures of her. She just looks like a lady.
She's not. She has a penis.
That's a myth. I feel like that's...
She has a buried penis.
A buried... Like, is that just a weird way of saying she's a loose woman, or...
No, I think she just has a buried penis.
What is a buried penis?
I think it's, like, between the butt and the vagina.
Huh.
Yeah, it's, like, up in there.
The perineum?
No, the sphist.
Ugh. What is that? Oh man, that has to go up there. Just in the list of one of the most unpleasant words I've ever heard. You just make that up. The sphist?
Yeah.
So what is that?
Men have grundles and women have sphists.
It's all taint. It's all taint. And if you're trying to be fancy, you say perineum. Come on, don't make it complicated.
My bad.
Yeah.
I tried to give gender equality.
I tried to get separate but equal phrases.
Separate but equal spaces between holes.
Yeah, I guess.
Slash pokers.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say.
No, but
are you counting the piss hole as a piss hole?
I think that she had both, and then her parents decided that when she could sing, they made her a girl.
What's your stance on Jamie Lee Curtis?
Well, I like True Lies.
I don't know. I feel like those rumors are gross.
She was a half breed, right?
Half breed.
A fjord.
Bull. Those words.
What? I made that word up and it's offensive.
A little maybe. I don't know. It sounded bad. It sounded unseemly.
Short.
Yeah.
Huh.
Man, Chris, there's a guy. His name's Frederick Tennyson. Toronto Library.
1922.
It's now you know the rest of the story. No, it's a controversial thing. Good.
We're going to talk about air purifiers for the next 45 minutes.
Yeah. It's one long extended ad spot.
In this humid humidor that I'm living in and have been for the past 30 years.
Trying to maintain the permeability of my skin membrane.
Right?
He's dead as fuck, right? He died like 5 years ago.
So they just keep slicing off back hair and putting it on Larry King's face.
Wow. On his face? Trying to make him into a werewolf?
Yep.
Huh.
He has a beard now, didn't you see?
No.
Yeah, it's really scary.
I mean, does it serve to make him look less lizard-like? Because I know there is like such a thing as a bearded lizard.
Keeps him warm.
For the coming winter. Yeah. Huh.
I'm going to have that girlfriend.
Is Larry King still on television?
He is. He's like got a show on HBO.
Ugh. Why don't I see any pictures of this? I imagine he would look like Stan Lee with a beard.
He doesn't have a beard. I misspoke.
Okay, cool. Sorry, I was like, okay, what's going to happen?
The idea was that they were harvesting skin off of the guy from the rest of the story.
Off of Paul Harvey. Since Paul Harvey is a broadcast legend. Continue. Yeah.
They were harvesting skin off of Paul Harvey. They were keeping him in a humidor closet.
Yeah.
In order to harvest skin to put on Larry King. But instead of skin, I said hair.
Okay, cool.
So I rolled with it. You make me look like a fool.
Sorry, I just got to poke and prod. It's what I do.
Well, I kept going. We hit the cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
And I didn't kill the family.
Yeah, you just plowed right through that playground.
Right?
Yeah. That's one of my favorite euphemisms. Yeah. You know what? I shot the cannon indoors. I plowed through the playground.
Speaking of funny stories.
Well, I mean, I was going to tell a story.
No, it's not a story. It's my story. It's not a new story.
Ah, come on.
Right. So I go to the grocery store this evening. And I'm like, hey. No.
I'm like, yo. How about this grocery stand right here?
I go to the grocery store. I got some odds and ends to pick up. I went to get milk. That's what I went to get. What did I not get? Milk. I got steak.
Oh man, life is hard.
But that's not the story.
Yeah, steak.
So I go up to the cash register and I have my items. I have my bread and I have my cheese and my lunch meat and my Tanqueray. which gin's back. You shouldn't have drank the gin I gave you.
Why?
Because I like gin now.
Okay.
Anyway.
I shouldn't have drank it so you could have it.
So there's this cute blonde girl. She's obviously like 18 to 21.
Yeah.
And
a young woman, please.
I'm on the phone with somebody and I said, hey, I got to go. I'm checking out. And I looked at her and she looked at me and I said, well, you got to say something, right? And she said, yeah, I do that all the time. I tell people I'm checking out. And then I get off the phone. It seems like a good excuse. And then she chuckles and I chuckle and I'm like, hey, this is great. And then I go down and I went to bag my own groceries. And here's this little bag boy and he walks over. And he sees that I'm like making his girlfriend laugh. And he seems like really irritated that this girl that he's clearly interested in is laughing because I made her laugh. And so they're going back and forth and they say something like, oh, just bag their bread separately. Who cares if it kills any more I don't know, environments. I'm like, wow, these people are retarded.
Oh, you're trying way too hard, man.
I didn't say that.
No, him. This kid.
Yeah, exactly. And then he looks at her and says, I don't know what it kills. And I said, yeah, that's fucking clear. Yeah. In my mind, but what comes out of my mouth is, what it kills is baby ducks. And he says, really? And she's looking at him like, why are you killing baby ducks? And I said, yes, really. You just killed a whole family. And I snatched the bag out of his hand, said nothing, slammed it in my cart, and walked out.
So, okay, let's take this purely from their point of view, which is, there's this man who came in who bought not milk, but steak and bread, among other odds and ends.
Tanqueray and cheese.
Steak, bread, Tanqueray and cheese. We call that the winner's breakfast.
Yeah.
And to their eyes, you got pissed off and actually dropped the truth bomb on them and walked out. So they're just left saying, okay, I was joking, says the girl. The guy says, oh, I was just trying to impress you. And we just ended up pissing off this crazy man.
Exactly.
Who is incredibly worried, as he should be, incredibly worried about baby ducks because the geese are taking over their population. Do you want a story?
Yes, from you? Sure.
Yeah. Well, the one I was saying before you cut me off with your own little anecdote, Mr. Things Happen in My Life, Mr. I Left the House Today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this guy, he's at a library, and in one hand he's got a cucumber, and the other hand he's got a cucumber. What? Boom! Dice Clay, he's jacking it off while holding a cucumber.
So what now?
He's masturbating with a cucumber, but not the way you think he is. Yeah, so the police were called.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Saying, hey, this guy probably shouldn't be jerking it with produce.
Cucumber milk was nourishing.
Yeah, it's like pumpkin water.
Ew.
Yeah. What was that sound?
The sound I would make if someone held a gun to my head. Made me drink pumpkin water.
Oh, man, a 2-episode arc. It lands. It finally lands.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Hey, Cole, what can they do?
They can like us on Facebook. We have some people who suggest stories on there, such as that last story was suggested by Jolly Prendez. So that is facebook.com/thosedamnrosskids, where you can get updates about shows and such. Other than that, we have plenty of episodes up. This was episode 142. There are 141 more out there for you to go check out. And you can find those on iTunes or at duckfeed.tv/thosedamnrosskids. And there's the Patreon thing. That's a big deal. That helps us out a lot. Also, going to duckfeed.tv/tipjar and using our Amazon link helps us. And also, it doesn't cost you anything extra. So if you're going to be buying anything off of Amazon, we get a kickback. And that goes a long way towards helping us kind of keep the lights on here. Chris, did I miss anything?
From the bottom of my heart, I'm sorry, America.
Sorry, America.